So, Jim, one of the things that is so interesting is that we not only end up around the world with gold, we end up with gold in America the Beautiful, but after discovery of gold in America, we eventually end up with a gold standard. And so many of us have heard about this gold standard off and on for so many years. What does it actually mean to have a gold standard?
A gold standard is a way of defining a currency as equivalent to a certain amount of gold. So the system that was in place, for example, after World War II, known as the Bretton Woods system, said that an ounce of gold is equal to $35. So in theory, if you had $35, you could go to the United States Treasury and get an ounce of gold. If you had an ounce of gold, you could go to the Treasury and get $35. And this system props up the growth of Western Europe and Japan so well in the late 40s and 1950s that eventually you have so many dollars out there that even though we'd amassed the largest stockpile of gold known in human history, it wasn't enough if all of those dollars and bonds and treasury bills were to be cashed in at that treasury window, we would run out of gold. So there was an inherent dilemma in the way that system was defined, and eventually it broke down. And in 1971, Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard once and for all. So today, our dollar is worth basically what the world thinks it's worth. It's a floating currency that trades every day, and people who trade these currencies look at things like government spending, the size of the economy, is it growing, is it shrinking, how much money is in circulation, a whole host of factors that ultimately determine what the dollar is worth. And that's true of all the world's major currencies. There is no longer any currency defined by a hunk of metal.
Interesting. And so now part of the issue is, as you mentioned in your book, do we invest in gold? Do we focus on real estate? Do we look at stocks and bonds?
Yeah. So I should be clear with your readers that I'm not a financial advisor, and One Nation Under Gold is a book of history. It's not a book of financial advice. However, I do think that a clear and complete understanding of our relationship to gold can help people look really clearly at these issues and not respond with the kind of psychology and romanticism that sometimes surrounds this metal. Most financial advisors would tell you there's nothing wrong with owning gold as part of a balanced portfolio that would also include stocks, bonds, real estate, etc. I don't think you want more than 5 or 10% of your portfolio caught up in gold. And the other two things to remember, one, it's a commodity that trades every day. It can go up as well as down. It will probably never go to zero, as some stocks occasionally do, but it doesn't mean you will definitely make money. I mean, just a few years ago, gold was trading for around $2,000 an ounce. Today, it's more like $1,200. So depending on the market timing, you can lose as well as make money. The other thing to watch out for is that there are so many scams out there around gold. Even ones that aren't, you know, they go from outright fakery where you're not even buying gold to excessive charges, a whole bunch of crazy fees, like they want to charge you to, you know, buy the coin, and they want to charge you to store the coin. If you want to sell the coin, they're going to charge you for that. So you really have to do your homework if you're going to invest in physical gold.
I tell you what, that is amazing. I appreciate you sharing that advice with us. And again, ladies and gentlemen, he's let us know he is not a financial advisor, but those tips that he just gave us are awesome. Jim, any closing comment with us for us as we get ready to close out?
Oh, no, I just hope that people can find the book either in a major bookstore or on Amazon.com. I also have a small site, One Nation Under Gold, where you can, onenationundergold.com, where you can look at excerpts and also buy the book. And thank you, Carl, for your time.
You are quite welcome. And believe me, that was going to be my last question. Where can we get the book? So again, ladies and gentlemen, One Nation Under Gold, Amazon.com. And again, I like that. Go to the site itself, onenationundergold.com. Is that correct, Jim?
That's correct.
All right. And I guess favorite bookstores like Barnes & Noble, etc.?
That's right.
Outstanding. One Nation Under Gold, everyone. Jim, thank you again so much for sharing so much wealth of information with us in such a short time.
Thank you, Carl. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back.